listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Carey.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, January 15th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. I am glad to be here, as always, every Wednesday, putting on my happy feet.
I hadn't heard happy feet. Oh, well, I guess they had that movie. Well, I'm glad to have you and the said happy feet. I'm also very glad to see our regulars in the chat. We always appreciate your contributions and always appreciate those that take the time out of their week to catch up with us from the archives. And trust me, I know with our international listeners, time zones are a thing, so we totally get if you can't show up live. But I will tell you, if you have time on a Wednesday evening, come on by and join us. It's a great time. As always, Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Excuse me. We will begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. And those are, 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Tonight, we're going to have a bit of an open discussion. At least that's what I thought. But Dr. Vicki, I think you said you had about a 30 to 40 minute monologue you wanted to go on. So, by all means.
Only if I could rant about the world.
You me both. So,
I do have my moments. No, it's open discussion night.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you'd like to ask of us, you guys? Anybody have any questions for us or, something that you'd like us to address? And who knows? We'll take it from there. But we can start out drawing cards. But because we're in a new year, we have some new people. Of course, we have our regulars, so glad mm-hmm. to see them. Maybe explain again why we draw cards. First of all, the Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards were designed by Dr. Douglas Kelly, and they go along with the body of work at IMHS and TFU. And it's just really drawing to get you think, to mm-hmm. get you to think about something, to, provoke maybe something in your life. But years ago, we started drawing an extra tarot card just as a backup to see if there's a message. And, it's been really fascinating. I go by a feel because a tarot card can mean many things, just like an inner oracle card can mean many things. And I just kind of try to tune in about what might be a message there for you. And it really is about a game of observation, Michael, because we do, as last week we had Wendy, our card keeper, mm-hmm. and myself, we talked a lot about patterns, what kind of patterns that we see in the energy that's at work, because we have a collective here.
Mm.
But it's also the observation of how do you relate to it, because I think any cards that are drawn or messages there are something everyone can relate to, but trying to be specific with tarot and, of course, with the inner oracle cards, There's an something to observe. And that's to me what's exciting about it is how does intuition work? Well, I don't know. Is there a synchronicity in the universe? Well, we think so. You know, so we are students of metaphysics, and we're always looking for new angles or ideas. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add to that, Michael? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely does. You know, right now I've also been just catching up on some of the great chat we've had. In the chat here, but I'm still trying to get over the fact that apparently their last Winn-Dixie in Orlando is closing. That's a Southern institution, but but that being said, I didn't lose track of where we were at, but I know we were kind of focusing on the emphasis of community, kind of the things that we bring to the table as metaphysicians and how we look at the world. But I did miss out on that last probably 5-10 seconds of what you were saying, so I was just catching up on some of the chat.
Oh, no, I'm just... saying that I think it's really a game of observation and what we learn from the processes here. Mm-hmm.
You know? And I learned that the last Winn-Dixie in Orlando was apparently closing, which it's a
Southern. Yeah, in Canada, that means nothing to me.
I know. It's a very popular and common grocery store. It's a lot of people have also heard of Publix, but that's a regional thing. Sorry to be talking about that on an international broadcast here along with a Canuckian, so... But
sure.
Well, you know.
You know, that's the thing. You know, we have students from, and the kid, you know, has 60 countries. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Michael and I are kind of territorial about what happens in the U.S. and what happens in Canada. But there's things happening all over the world and wherever you are, and for those, because there is a time difference. So speaking to the people in the archives, you know, forgive us a little bit if we get kind of territorial in some of our conversations.
No, that was being played for comedic effect because I lost track of what you were saying, so I had to throw something out there to try and get a laugh from people. But no, that was more for our live listeners that might get a kick out of that. But no, it's just a kind of a part of the banter you get with a live chat. But yeah, talking about the powers of observation, I think is kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it? I think awareness can bring wonderful gifts, and awareness can bring immense pains at times as well, can't it? Which I think lets me segue into an actual serious thought that I've been having, and that is trying to let go of things that I cannot control.
Mm-hmm.
I have the eternal desire to control things that not only can I not control, that I probably shouldn't be able to control. And I'm not talking about things necessarily just in my personal life. You know, you and I were talking about some things that we'll leave vague, but we were talking about some things ahead of the broadcast, and I want life to be a certain way. And when it's not, I get frustrated. And more importantly, I get frustrated that I can't do anything about it to my eye.
Yeah.
Which is not entirely true either, because we all have our spheres of influence. We all have those people that we connect with, and we can absolutely make the world better in ways for our community, for our friends, for our family. And that does have ripple effects that we really won't ever be able to fully realize. One thing I was thinking about in my frustrations of, I want things to be this way, I want things to be that way, be it in, you know, the national scene, be it in business, you know, things going on in the company, be it in just, you know, being frustrated with local tax situations and how there's a sales tax apparently on, you know, business rent. I'm telling you, it runs the gamut of things that I wish I could control but can't. But I will say I've decided that I'm going to focus on what do I have ethical control over, which is me in my life. And, of course, the dogs and cats that I rule with an iron fist with my little fiefdom here. But I would say that I'm going to focus on just being the best version of me I can be, you know, maybe get my physical shape up a bit, make sure my house is in order, make sure I'm doing some volunteer work and things that I feel are important, you know, like the dog rescues, but other things
around
town.
But I'm always here if you want
to
vent, Michael.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get you, you know. Don't worry about that. I will take you up on that. But, you know, I'm going to try and focus on things that I know that can make a difference, including for, you know, providing homes for animals, which, you know, I get it. A lot of people do need help. But really in the West, you know, people aren't starving to death and there are shelters and things, but dogs are and cats are put down a lot. And to me, those animals, those creatures are very important. Their life has value. They've been very good to me, and I think the human race, and I think that there's value in kind of caring for those that need it. It helps me give it back. Plus, you know, doing things that I can around town for volunteer and community centers, and working with this organization, and working with you fine folks, and doing this broadcast. You know, I get a lot out of it. So thank you for all for being part of this. And thank you, Dr. Vicki. So,
well, you know, we're good cheerleaders for each other, Michael.
And
I look forward to this every Wednesday, as everybody knows. And there's lots in the chat who say the same thing. But let's get started, and we'll carry on conversations as we go. But let's get started with a card for Jerry. What have you got for Jerry?
Okay, well, all right. I was not prepared. So give me a second. Let's go ahead and get the old inner oracle cards out. So
I saw you shuffling them before we went to air.
Well, yeah, but I do that just abstractly. And then I put them behind the laptop for the time being. But now they are in easy reach. And for you, Dr. Jerry, I have number 14, Energy Shift and New Chapter. All right. So again, I get the very easy part of being able to read from the inner oracle card guidebook. So we're going to go to number 14, Energy Shift, New Chapter. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and a new attitude that naturally opens new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction, out with the old and in with the new.
Well, in support of that, Jerry, I got the Justice card. Now, we can take this two ways. We can see it metaphorically or literally, and I'm getting a little bit of both. And with New Chapter, it's like maintaining that balance in your life and making sure that your energy is good, getting enough rest, food, and so on. But the other is you might be starting a new venture, something, an idea that you're coming up with, but looking at the little legalities of it. Maybe you want to register a name. Maybe you want to write a new book and you're registering the name, but there's something about legalities here. So I think you're opening the door. Maybe you've had a new cosmic download. And so we know that you had a big new chapter last year and you moved and, you know, considerably far away from where you were, new neighborhood, getting to know the area. But I think this is more to do with you and your work. So, can't wait to stay posted on that, Michael.
Absolutely.
So let's see. Let's go with Donna.
Donna's name in there. Now, Donna did point out that things would be much better if everybody saw things from my point of view. So I appreciate that in chat, Donna. And for you, you get an extra special card. Number 39, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, and then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Well, we got another major arcana. Major, can't speak, Michael. Major arcana. So, hey, Wendy, you know, we can double take note of that, because sometimes we get the, you know, all the wild cards. Sometimes we get other major arcana, and that's kind of significant. But I'll explain that a little more to you later. So, when you get education with temperance, it's like pacing yourself. I mean, look, education is what brings us all together here. That brings us together through whether you're with TFU or, you know, IMHS. Education is our fundamental connection. And, of course, out of our curiosity and so on. But this is also about, I don't know if you're still studying, Donna, pacing yourself through courses, or maybe it is that you want to take more courses. But it's also then about educating yourself through life and being patient. Life is one big school, Michael.
Oh, very true.
You know, as as somebody, I've been doing readings for people for over 50 years, and that's a huge number in my mind. But, I, you know, sometimes I shudder to say that I know too much about people, and I think I've seen just about all of it. And then life presents something that, oh, I have never seen that one. So it's, you know, it's life is this constant education. So pace yourself, Donna. Make sure that, you know, there's a certain amount of discipline. And, of course, life will have its way with us in some ways. But, you know, carry on. So I think that's a really good year for you. You're starting out a good way. So that's cool. Thanks for the feedback, Jerry. She said both cards were right on for her. Perfect interpretation, Dr. Vicky. Thank you. Ooh, phew. I'm always so glad to hear that, Michael. Because, honest to God, people, I have no idea what I'm talking about when I say this. So,
yeah, you have an act.
Well, something comes from somewhere. You know, can't ever tell you exactly where that is. I know a lot of people think they know, but I can't necessarily say that's true. So, okay, we have Edward next. Let's see.
All right. Dr. Edward, for you, I have number 21, Insight Wisdom. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment and seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding, as well as to discover potential solutions.
I'm kind of gobsmacked, Michael. We've got our third major arcana of the night. I know. That's the world. And look, Edward, it's not... I have to acknowledge, because I don't want to minimize, you've had, you know, of course, you've health things that you deal with constantly. And, you know, it's that life thing. If it's not one thing, it's another, especially the older we get. I don't mean to sound cliche about this, but what is it that you learn? And what do you learn about yourself through the process? But also, what are the opportunities through this process? So I'm just going to plant a seed here with the world. There may be an opportunity in here, you know, and again, I'm connecting kind of to the people in your world, could be the medical people in your world, of what you're sharing of yourself with them as you go through a process, because that's a huge teacher. That in and of itself is a great education to others, maybe an insight they didn't have. And it could be a nurse who didn't know that about that particular, you know, issue, or a doctor who, oh, I never saw it that way. So there's, and maybe right away I'm seeing pen to paper, maybe because that's a symbology in my head, I'm old school, is maybe there's things you're going to write down, because I'm seeing an opportunity, you know, with this insightfulness and this, whew, this mountain of wisdom that you have through your process that you're able to share. So I think this is going to be a very interesting year for you, Edward. I really do. You know, we're talking about things we can control and what we can't control, Michael, and I so relate to what you said, and I appreciate you sharing that, you know, about yourself. But that's also what the major arcana are often saying, is that between the minor and the major arcana, the minor is more fundamental life, experiences of life, where the major arcana is more the spiritual elements of life. And I always say that's the cosmic talking to us. If there's a lot of major arcana in a layout, in a reading, for instance, I say, you know what? All you can do is what you can do, because the cosmic's in a big setup, and it's all the world outside you that it's just happening. And so you may not feel like you have much control in your life right now, because it's just all in the works. So you just get about, and I really love the whole notion of the difference between what you can control versus what you can better manage. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's what you were talking about, Michael. What can you manage in your life? How mm-hmm. can you contribute and manage it? Because we can't control the world.
Very true.
You can control your reactions to the world, and you can manage your life. I just read the chat. Edward, bonkers. See, this is what I mean by the observations, and I'm always astounded at how this works. So Edward writes in the chat, I think I finally found out the purpose for my life, and that is to help medical professionals have a job. I'm sorry, I had to see the humor in that and make it really profound, Michael, because that's fun. So, yeah, you're going to help medical professionals. I mean, why not? Yeah, sorry. That was a little play on. That's fun. So we have Damien next.
Sorry, just one sec. All right, Damien, for you, I have number 27, gains. Every choice and action has a trade-off and result. What are you willing to trade for this result or gain? A secondary gain has a price for getting what we want, and the price is denial of truth or the truth of a situation or behavior. This may be a time to assess if something needs to be traded for improved benefits. Healthy decisions are sure to bring about positive results and satisfying gains.
Okay, so now we get into more of a minor arcana fundamentals, and I drew what I call as one of the back cards, and that Eight of Swords or the Eight of Spades. So gains, the Eight of Swords. Sometimes there's nothing we can do today. You know, we have to wait for that notion of when to act. And so there may be some efforts that you're making or things that you're doing or you want to do, but you've got to pick your spots, Damien. So your hands are tied until the moment, and it's being really tuned in to when the time to act. So it's being observant right now. And, you know, Michael, everything has to connect in the universe. And sometimes the timing isn't there. But gains trading off, so put your attention where you know it can best serve itself today, knowing that that's what you want over there, but that day might not be till next week. So it's like pacing yourself, plotting it out, and making sure that your energy stays, you know, going so that there's value for value in your energy. That's kind of the way I go with that one. I hope it makes sense.
I really like that. It's a nice message.
I kind of do, too. That's profound. You know, by the way, for those latecomers into the chat, we have time. We decided to start out cards early tonight, having more of an open discussion. Mm-hmm. So we're all good to go here.
Absolutely.
So all right. We have Jackie next.
All right, Jackie, for you I have number 20, deliberate intent. The simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing your intent like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is you desire. It's not magic. It does require effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have, and release with patience.
I think you're learning about something in yourself. I don't know, you've tapped into something magical, Jackie. But it's the High Priestess. And being able to focus an energy. And I believe in this because I've seen enough of it in my life, had my own experiences. One day you wake up and you're different and you can do something you didn't know you could do. And it's, oh, I'm different today. And it's an insightfulness, but in this case, it's an intuitive something or sensitivity that you've suddenly become aware of. You know, it's just some kind of an awakening. And when that happens, and if I'm right in this, when that happens, you have to give yourself time to adjust. And giving yourself time to figure it out, because we don't necessarily have a frame of reference for it. So then you'll find out what that means to you. So it's just deliberate intent of continued learning of the self and what you're wanting to do with your life. It really is a message to make sure you're on track with what resonates with your being, at least working toward that. You know, a lot of times I was thinking about this today, you know, all the other menial jobs I've had to take, Michael, to make sure there was food on the table. Worked in a flower shop one summer, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's still in keeping with the worldly things that we need to take care of, but still not losing sight of who I am and what I want to do.
Right.
So I want to say, keep going, Jackie. Just keep learning about yourself. So I want to, we have to say to Dr. Mike, thanks, who very often in the chat comes up with some pretty profound things.
Mike, I'm not happy about it.
No. Do you want to read that,
Mike? I'd be happy to. Dr. Mike, in part of the discussion, you know, thinking about the world, and he quoted, the world does not care. He says it might feel like that sometimes, especially when you're going through a rough patch, but there are people who care deeply, and always very important to remember. You know, I'm trying to think. There's a basically, you know, I can't remember who said this. I want to say Keanu Reeves, but I don't know for sure if that's accurate. But basically somebody that said, you know, what do you think happens when you die? And he says, I'm really not sure, but one thing that I can say is that people who loved me will miss me, and I'm sorry for that. And
that is Keanu Reeves.
Okay, yeah. There we go. And you know, that kind of ties in a bit with what you just said, Dr. Mike, because there are people that care deeply, I think, both in our personal lives, our friends, our family, people that care about us. And then there are people that do care about wanting to make a better world. I think a lot of them are here, people that are engaging their curiosity, increasing their awareness, their, you know, the evolution of their soul, if you will, to be a little poetic. And, you know, I think it's a wonderful thing, a wonderful sentiment. So thank you, Dr. Mike.
Yeah, that's Dr. Mike, would you let Michael know when you can come on the program again sometime? And
well,
it's a topic of your choosing, Dr. Mike. So
I think he's going to increase his fee, though, so we'll have to see.
I think Wendy could send him some of her baking.
Well, that's true. That's true. And Dr. Mike, don't worry, you'll get at least one free dog out of the deal. So you got it.
No. Let's chip a dog. That's funny. All right. We have Jeff next. So hi, Dr. Jeff, who's last year had a huge year, bought a new house, got married, starting new adventures. So what have you got for Jeff?
For you, I have number 7, self-mastery.
Ooh.
To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery toward the path of self-completeness.
You know, that 3 of clubs, or the 3 of wands, tarot language, is looking into the future. You know, all the clubs represent change, in a word. I mean, they mean a lot of things, but in a word, it's about changes. How you see the future. And, you know, Jeff, I just had a little flash or a little voice saying, if you look at where you were 10 years ago and the journey that you've taken, how far you've come down the road and where you're going, you couldn't have imagined that 10 years ago. And where you're going, you can't imagine it either, except by desire and by a dream of wanting more greater. Oh, that was profound, Michael. Like I don't even know what I'm saying half the time. It's in that self-mastery that you have really initiated for yourself, and you've come that full distance to now. But this is asking of you to allow your world to continue on that journey, because it is about self-mastery. It's about that inner self being allowed to come through and manifest a life you couldn't have otherwise imagined. And that's going to continue to happen, Jeff. So it's just leaving all those doors open to say, okay, bring it on. I don't know what the world's going to look like in 6 months or a year, but I'm up for the journey. And you're up for that trip. And keep learning, growing, applying yourself. And I think it's already started.
I like it. It's a good message. Yeah.
So what have we got going on in the chat here?
Oh, it's been a little... Oh, we still have
Dr. Mike. It's already got 7 birds and a dog down from 4 and a tank full of fish. I wonder if there's a shark in there.
Well, I have a golden retriever that loves staring at fish in aquariums, so don't you worry. We get you a match.
That's funny.
All right. We have Audra next in cards, if I'm not mistaken, although it has been a busy chat.
Well, that could be because I got lost in the chat, too, so Audra it is.
Which, and, you know, usually, you know, we say, should we really pull a card for Audra? And we don't. We skip her. So tonight you're getting a card, Audra, so...
Well, we've known Audra a long time.
For you tonight, Audra, I have number 31, Sacred Obligations. A sacred obligation is a sacrosanct duty that any higher being would render for the highest good of all concerned. Sacred obligations include do no harm, do right, pay it forward, uphold individual value, value all life, extend tolerance and equality, control and change only what one is entitled to control and change, evolve and grow as a human being with higher awareness, promote knowledge, not fear, and more. Continue to aspire to your highest good by recognizing and fulfilling your sacred obligations.
Well, you might be dealing with some male energy these days and some kind of abrasive male energy, Audra. And sacred obligations, when you're dealing with that, you know, kind of sandpaper energy around you, is always finding those, you know, the sacred obligations or being in touch with yourself and always going back to who you are and finding those new ways of communicating, you know, applying what you know to be true. And, you know, it's always about picking your spots when you need to stand up for yourself and knowing how to be different and better. Like how you would have dealt with something 5 years ago versus now is very different. But what can you do with that energy or that person's energy or that person's energy? And it's always about asking questions. That's my best suggestion to you in when you have to deal with that energy, is just ask them a question. Well, say, what does that look like? Or I hadn't considered that. I'll consider it. Or how do you see that working? What do you see the results of that would be? How do you think people would feel about that? And it's poking people with their own stuff instead of them thinking it's from you and them taking offense to you. It's really about you posing the questions. I don't know where that comes from, Audra, but I hope it makes sense. I know you've gotten yourself into kind of a new managerial position. Maybe it is that you're having to deal with things in a new way. And, you know, that King of Swords here, they like to be bossy. That's the bottom line there. So we'll see how that works out for you. Let us know.
All right.
Now I have Tanya next. What do you have, Michael?
I have Tanya as well, and I have Tanya, and then Stephen, and then I don't have any other names. So if we missed anybody, you know, keep us honest. But
I think Wendy. I think if I got something in there, Wendy said she'd trade her place with somebody or something. I caught, but so we might have missed Wendy. Oops.
Maybe. So keep us honest, Wendy, but you know what? You're getting one at the end anyway. I don't even care. But all right, but we do have Tanya. We promised her, so I got you a card, Tanya, number 45, Inspiration and Motivation. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
All right, Tanya, I have the King of Pentacles for you, King of Diamonds. So, inspiration, motivation, King of Pentacles. I think you have an ally here in this, Tanya. It could be an ally at work. It's somebody in a position of authority, but in a more positive way, somebody who's on side, somebody who could be giving you a raise, perhaps, or buying something that you have, or buying into something that you have. And I find that in my feeling of that is it energizes you more. So I think you've got something really good coming. I think, you know, look, folks, there's a lot of weird stuff going on in the world, but that doesn't mean your life is crappy. There's a lot of people who are having good things happen this year. Mm-hmm. So when you stay the due course, you know, it's like, okay, it's your turn. Everybody does have their turn. So inspiration, motivation combined with that King of Diamonds is very, you may not be entrepreneurial, but that's the energy I want to give it. But it could be that you have a job. I don't know anything about your life. So it could be you have a job where you're allowed to have ideas that feel like that. So I'm encouraged by that. You just keep going. It's stay positive, Tanya.
All right.
So I want to thank Audra for her feedback. She said, it's perfect advice. She said about 15 minutes before the broadcast tonight, she realized either my apartment towed my mom's car or somebody stole it.
Oh, geez.
And she said, 5 years ago I would have yelled and been very mad, but today I decided to wait till tomorrow when the office opens to freak out once I find out if they'll bring it back. That whole experience really sucks. But
yeah. And just remember, folks, you can always, you know, be calm now and freak out later. So that's always an option.
Also,
but that is,
and then, yeah,
that is not that's not a fun situation, but you're handling it with grace, so kudos to that.
It's not. But also thank you for the feedback, Tanya. She says in the chat that she drives truck for a living. So, oh man, you know, that's the one thing. When I lived on a farm, nothing excited me more than driving a tractor, being up in heavy equipment. I love big trucks, Michael. I always wanted a big truck. You know, I always said when I was 40, I would either get a motorbike or a horse, and I had kids, so I got the horse. But I sure like big trucks.
Hey, it ain't over till it's over, so, you know.
I love it. Good for you, Tanya. All right, we have Stephen. Welcome back, Stephen. Nice to see you here. What have you got for Stephen?
All right, for Stephen, I have number 16, Continuity of Life. Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity and flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow the current chapter to close so that a new chapter can begin. Good one.
So 5 of 10 cards tonight are Major Arcana, and this is Major Arcana number 5. It's the Tower, Stephen, and I don't see that as a bad thing. That continuity of life and the Tower. The Tower says that you have the foundation from which to rebuild. So it might be some of your ideas that you've had, or the manner in which those ideas would be presented might change. Which makes sense, you know. We have a whole different social media now. We have a whole different, you know, technology world. So the basics of what you do is there, but how you present that, or, you know, connect with others might change a little. The Tower really is the extraneous things in our life that no longer serve us, that we can let that go and allow a rebuilding process. So that absolutely, you know, resonates with the continuity of life. So I want to say that you're in this kind of turning a page, so to speak. That's what it's saying. And kind of you're embarking on a new chapter. It doesn't mean, again, that things are upside down or completely coming to a halt. It just means it changes expression and the presentation changes. So, you know, some of those things we just have to roll with and say, okay, I got to learn something new. So that's, I think that's exciting myself. So,
all right.
Let's see. I know there's so much in the chat.
Well, I know we do have a card for Wendy. We're football. She had meant to throw her name in, although she hadn't. So she's getting one anyway. But yeah, we still have a little time.
Let's see. We got a Wendy.
All right. Wendy, you get number 2, esteem and validation. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them-esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation. That is, what others think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path. That's a good one.
It is a good one, and I got the 9 of hearts to boot, Wendy. That's abundance, replenishment, new energy. You know, when we move into a place of not just, you know, you feel good about yourself, but a self-certainty, which is not confidence. Confidence is external. Self-certainty is internal. Knowing who you are, exactly as Michael has said, you know, esteem and validation for yourself. But when you have this abundance there, I feel like a ball is rolling down a hill, you know, and it's collecting itself. So there's, and it's in a good way. It's positive. It's a positive energy that you're on the other side of the hill making things happen now. So what was going up is now kind of on the precipice, and okay, abundance starts to come to you. So your rewards are going to start coming, again, that value for value. And it further validates you. Like, okay, I am on a good path here. And it, you know, it's going to happen. So I'm very encouraged for that. Dr. Mike is asking a question. How many use TikTok? If banned in the United States, will you miss it? I'm not one on social media that way, so I don't care.
I've always preferred, you know, I do occasionally scroll reels and things on Instagram and Facebook, but really I like reading more than I like watching videos. So I never really got into TikTok. And frankly, I got mixed feelings. But, you know, I'm personally not going to miss it, but I get it. People, you know, have a great following on it, and they're going to miss it. And they're frustrated with some of the things going on. But, you know, like everything else these days, it is a complicated situation. But I think that, I think, you know, more variety in choice is a good thing. But, you know, I don't also discount the negative effects of a detrimental algorithm or things like that, too. But, again, I've not really been on TikTok, haven't really used it. I can't speak to both first-hand experience, but...
Well, what I would like people to consider that not everything you see or read online is true.
Yeah, right.
And the other is that media is being highly censored these days, both in a negative way and a good way.
Well,
and you really have to scrutinize what you watch, read. Even Google can be wrong. it's people posting that stuff.
Remember, so, it's not just Google. What source on Google are you reading?
Thank you. Yes. And we know that some people behind certain platforms have their own mandates and their own agendas. and, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Is China behind TikTok and, you know, pulling out a lot of information? I'm sure every other platform is doing the same.
Oh, undoubtedly. So. You know, the only gripe that I would ever have is it has been shown that TikTok does suppress, you know, videos that are critical of the Chinese government. But, you know, frankly, you know, it's an odd mix of the fact that everything is out there. You can find any idea, opinion, no matter how beautiful and wonderful or heinous and disgusting on social media somewhere. So, you know, are things being censored? I mean, it's kind of hodgepodge because, you know, you can see this thing that you've seen censored before, but now it's flying free. And again, is it really doing anything? We have so many choices in online platforms and ones that nobody know about. Can you censor things like you used to be able to? You know, so I don't see it. I know it's a big topic of discussion. I don't see it, but you know, my perspective is only mine. I have a very narrow view of the world and awareness of social media and what goes on. But
yeah, just a caution. You know, watch what you're reading, and you know, it's you know, at some point you just have to say I'm at a loss for words because I don't know a lot about it. I'm not the Secret Service, and I'm not those people. Even then, who do you trust? Got their own thing.
People that have been in secure situations, you know, in government, they are restricted in what kind of apps they can have on their, you know, devices anyway, because they're in critical positions, and TikTok has long been banned for them, but not just TikTok. A lot of programs and apps from you know, both domestic and foreign, are prohibited if they're known to leech data, and they're very prohibited in what they can have. So, you know, it's a complicated thing. Probably not something I would have focused on, but at the same time, is it going to break my heart? No, it won't. Mm. You know, that's just how I feel.
So Damien is saying, why is censorship good in any circumstances? It can turn on us. You know, while I certainly agree with you, disinformation, misinformation, and Meta's decided to no longer fact check, but I don't know what they were basing their fact checking on anyway.
I never saw it begin with.
I know. Somebody uses the wrong word on a post and they get cut off. Look, it's there's always somebody behind the game.
Yeah.
And you what we are here is people who are curious, investigative. So
I will say this, if you're, I'm not reading it well, so I don't know if you're wrapping up or if you still have a thought, but I'm going to charge ahead. You know, I would say that one thing, I do very much believe in free speech. Who is going to be the arbiter of what is and is not allowed? That is always the slippery slope. That's always the danger. I also have seen a very compelling video. I can't remember the author's name. I can't remember. But he basically made the argument that censoring anything in this day and age, again, because we have so many options, you know, that idea earlier wasn't my original one. It's kind of pulled from this video of his. I'll have to look it up sometime. But basically he said, if you try to censor something in this day and age, it just makes it that much more appealing. It is forbidden knowledge that they don't want you to know about, so it spreads even faster. Mm. You know, so you can't really censor much of anything these days, because even in China, where they have the Great Firewall and they are famously censoring everything, TikTok has been banned in China for a very long time, as is every American social media company. But they get around it. They have virtual networks. They have means to get around the censorship. So what ideas can you really censor? Now, I think that if you think that an idea is unfounded, the best way to counter it is with what you deem to be good information, you know?
Yeah.
And be intelligent about what you consume, understand agendas, and we all have them, and sometimes agendas can be a good thing. I have an agenda that I want good and healthy information to get out there, right? But again, understand what is the agenda, what is the purpose, and just be a little discerning, which is very much an art, not a science.
Absolutely. You know, as we come to a close, I want to make mention of some students in the chat, like Stephen, who says he's about to go in the master's program, and Tanya, who has, you know, been with IMHS for a long time but had to take a break. She's back in her studies, and Dr. Kelly has really been helping her out to do that. Kudos to you guys. You're getting into the fun stuff in the master's programs, and I mean, I gobbled it up years ago, but I remember it all quite well. And, you know, life, as I say, often will have its way with us with things that distract us or, you know, have to be taken care of. But when you want something bad enough, you get it done. That's another adage of mine. It's not just belongs to me. But good for you that you're continuing your studies. For those who are already graduates, you keep coming back and you keep contributing. Whoa, you know, it's a privilege to have you here, and it shows what the school means to you, what this program means to you, and it does a lot of good things. And at the risk of sounding like an advertisement, which it is, IMHS and TFU are great schools. And the church is established to have those nine principles of belief, but also to make it all legal. So having an educational source for something, you know, being humanists, you know, in the church capacity gives it a legal entity. And Dr. Kelly is very particular about legalities. So crosses all T's and dots I's.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, he just put out a newsletter yesterday, I believe, and just talking about his journey and, you know, what students mean to him and what the school has meant to him. And, oh, and Donna's in the master's program, too. Good for you, Donna. So, you know, that's why we're all here, is in a collective of, you know, good folks who just want to be good human beings and find a common thread and a common, you know, philosophy in life. And even if you're of, you know, different thoughts, it's that you're open-minded, you know, and still connected. And that's exciting. So I want to say, starting off this year, again, I know it's starting off with a big bang politically, but for me, it's turning another calendar year is turning another year coming up to, I don't know how many now. I've been with the school since 2011, so I guess soon enough it's 13 years.
Yeah.
14 years.
Yeah.
I can't do math that quick in my head.
Well, you know, the Canadian school system is being what they are. I'm kidding, of course. Kidding.
But it becomes no less of a privilege every week.
Yeah.
It's like every show is brand new. Michael and I can talk about the same things 100 different ways,
and
it's just
as
exciting. And so grateful to you, Michael, grateful to the school, Dr. Kelly, for establishing the school. I encourage you to read his newsletter from the other day if you haven't already. And, you know, we're getting into 2025, and just want to say, don't let them push you around out there. Don't let them take your spirit, everybody. Be you.
Yeah, always good advice. Always good advice. And, you know, I can't say anything better than that, but I will simply say that, again, I've said it before, I'll say it again, thank you to everybody that makes this experience what it is, people in the live chat, and thank you, Dr. Vicky. I might be opinionated, I might be able to go on and on and rant, and I might be able to read from a book on cards, but I don't have the intuition and insight that you bring to the table, and I really appreciate that, and your charm and humor along with it.
Oh man, if you can't laugh, Michael, you can't laugh. You know, I have friends I can vent with because, look, I am pretty politically astute. I understand the world, and it was always important to me to learn how did that happen, who said that, who made that up, and how does the world work? Well, easy enough, follow the money. And you can go back hundreds and thousands of years, and it's always about follow the money and the power.
Right.
But it's we also send each other comical things all the time to give comic relief. 'Cause there are, is some pretty funny stuff out there.
Yeah.
And I'm probably the only one who thinks I'm funny oftentimes. But
oh, come on. I have laughed. But you know,
the old guy across... I got to tell you, I live in a senior community now, you guys. So it's a funny little thing that happened yesterday. And, this guy across the way, Dennis, he wants us all to be friends. But I'm not really social in these things because I hate hanging out with all those old people. But no offense to old people. I am one. But I happened to meet him outside going to my car yesterday. And he comes up to me and he said, "So how's it going moving in?" And I said, "No, it's coming together." And he looked up at my house and he says, "So you got too much heat going on?" I said, "Well, what do you mean? "Well, you got too much heat in your house." "Why do you say that, Dennis?" He says, "Well, your window is open." I said, "Yeah, getting some fresh air." It's nice. I mean, how does somebody come up with that to say, "Well, have you got too much heat in your house?" Because I have the window open. It's like, welcome to my senior's world. I chuckled about it all day. It's just the funniest thing. It's like an old landlord of mine, you know, he'd come to change the thermostat because he had to have control of the thermostat. I could override it, but for a few hours. But every spring and every fall, he'd have to come in. It was his way of inspecting. I didn't care.
Yeah.
But he'd say every time he came, he explained to me that heat rises. And that's why it's colder downstairs. And the guy who lived downstairs is chillier than I am. And I go, "Wow, that's so good to know." Every time for 9 years, twice a year, he explained it to me like I'm a moron. And I just laugh at it.
Yeah, what else can you do?
Thing.
Right?
So now I've, "Have you got too much heat in your house?"
Yeah, really? Jeez.
So people, all I'm saying is, don't let them push you around. It's funny.
Well, that is very true. That is very true. And I always say, take every opportunity to laugh and to laugh at the absurdity of life. But geez. Well, it is that time of the evening. It has been a great discussion, as always. Got a couple of ideas. Damien threw in another discussion on aliens. We're going to try and twist Dr. Mike's arm, get him on. Maybe that'll be a joint topic or... Yeah, we have a lot of stuff we can talk about with Dr. Mike. Doesn't have to be MUFON,
sure,
although
do.
it's definitely an option. But
maybe it's not interesting to other people, but I am very interested in the warming of the ocean and certain, behaviors, like the orca. It's not the first time she's lost a baby, and she carries that around for days and days and weeks. The last time she did it was 17 days, and this time, and seeing this kind of behavior, and I know his specialty is sharks, but I would really like to know more about how he feels about the rising ocean and pollution and what he thinks is happening. Dr. Mike, if you're up for that, but like I said before, it's a topic of your choice.
Very true.
He's a man of many talents.
Very true. But we're going to have some good topics coming up. We'll announce it ahead of time, of course, by which I mean like a few hours ahead of time on the day of, or maybe on the chat with the Facebook group if we see it. But again, wonderful discussion. Thank you, Dr. Vicky. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you guys for making this what it is. I look forward to seeing everybody next week. And as always, until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.